to the Other Side of Blackpool podcast. And if you live here in Blackpool, this show's for you. From high up in our Attic Room studio on Church Street, we share the true stories of what life is really like in Blackpool. Stories that are often overlooked, hidden, or under-celebrated. It has been a very good lunch down at Holy Trinity Church in Blackpool, Dean Street, by the Pleasure Beach. I'm here with some of the gang who are still left over. And Chrissy, who made vegan pasta salad, which was a hit. Thank you, Chrissy. And Emma, who brought, as usual, our special offers. And that's where we're going to start today, because we've got so many special offers. Things in Blackpool that are free or nearly free to enjoy. We just can't wait another second to tell you all about them. So, Emma, take it away. You're going to start with the free legal advice again. I just can't get over this, that lawyers are doing things for nothing. But it's true, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it came from a previous conversation that we'd had when Lancaster University were coming to Central Library and talking to people about, well, giving free legal advice. Basically, there was a few of our residents that join us for lunch that, well, they're not on the grid, so they haven't got email addresses, they haven't got mobile phones, but they wanted the legal advice, and unfortunately, because they didn't have an email address, weren't fitting the bill for when Lancaster Uni were coming. And it's through another one of our friends that we've found the PHH solicitors. So they're based in Cleveleys and Fleetwood, and they're available to give you free legal advice so long as you phone up and make an appointment. I think it's Saturdays for the Cleveleys branch and then Tuesdays at the Fleetwood branch.
Brilliant. And what's the magic phone number, Emma?
It is 01253 824 216. And I phoned them earlier on in the week and they're super helpful.
It works.
Really nice.
A real
it
person.
Works. Yes.
Wonderful. And what sort of law, legal problems can they help with?
So they can help with family law, sale of purchase of properties, wills and probate. And obviously one of our friends has been into one of these drop-in sessions on the Saturday already, and they weren't able to help with her case, but they have given her the right place to go to.
Sometimes you just need a little bit of advice, don't you? And it's so good that this is being offered for free. So seeing as we've had some residents road test it, we're willing to give it the thumbs up, and we'd love to know what you think of it. So if you're listening to this and think, I'm going to try that out, do let us know what you make of it out of 10. It's just one of our special offers this week. Emma, what's another one?
So we were just mentioning the warm hubs again. So obviously all the Blackpool Coastal Housing community centres have got their warm hubs going, and they're still going to continue up until the end of the month. So we just wanted to let people know really that there's a, you know, an open door, a friendly face and a warm meal should they need it. While we were talking about that though as well, some of our friends have been to Blackpool Football Club on Tuesdays and Thursdays 1 till 3, where you can get a nice cuppa, and they even managed to watch the players having their warm-up sessions, weren't they? They were practicing.
Brilliant.
On the pitch, so they got to see all that as well for free.
Wonderful. And that's not all, because there are rumours of free porridge in town. What's that about, Emma?
Yeah, so that's over at Asda from 8 a.m. till 12 midday. So Asda have teamed up with Quaker Oats. So they're giving you free porridge and a free cuppa.
Brilliant. Now, Angela, who's our porridge correspondent, has said that she'll undertake to investigate this for us and bring back a marks out of 10 for our next meeting.
Yeah.
So that is good, and we'll look forward to more porridge news on the next edition. while we're on to food, there's news from the community grocery at King's Church up at Bispham next to the Squirrel Pub. What are they saying, Emma?
So at the community grocery store, obviously it's been running for quite a while now, and they've got almost 3,000 families across the Fylde Coast that have signed up. Now, usually it's £5 for the membership, and that'll last you for the year, and then you're shopping when you go and get it. So you get about £20 worth of grocery shopping for £5. So as an offer that is running up until the middle of March, you can go. They're wavering the £5 sign up fee, and you'll also receive 3 free food shops too.
Well, that is good. And you don't need to be referred. You can just tip up there with a fiver and
just turn up. Turn up with nothing. You don't need your £5. You don't need anything.
Free, no need to be free. Right. Okay, that's why it's on our list, because it's free. Right. And then there's also some good news about a place to go in Kincraid community centre, which is up by the college, isn't it? They're doing some kind of warm hub, is it?
Well, it's in the morning. It's Tuesday morning, 10:30 till 12:00, and it's arts, crafts, games, and bingo. It's just open to everybody because we don't really venture into further afield in town, so it's nice to give Bispham a mention.
Yeah, so if you like arts and crafts, games and bingo, and a warm welcome with tea and biscuits, then you're very welcome at the King Craig Community Centre, and that's FY2ONB. Right, all of this has been road tested or is being road tested by real residents of Blackpool, because we don't just want to say what's available, we want to say how good it is. And that, it's probably worth mentioning at this point, is part of our new digital development on the site. So we get help down from content creators down on Church Street, Blackpool. They've got a studio there with a green screen, and you were in there this week, Emma, updating people on a special offer which is on hold for the moment, but we expect it to come back soon. We've mentioned it on the podcast before. What is it?
So it's the Cadent Gas with Blackpool Coastal Housing, so you don't need to be a Blackpool Coastal Housing resident. It's for any resident that lives in the town. Not means tested. Gives you help with grocery shopping, with shopping vouchers, fuel vouchers for your gas and electric, and any items that you might require to keep you fed or warm at home.
It's been so popular they've had to put it on hold while they process a backlog of applications, and we've mentioned all this on the video that relates to this on our Facebook page, The Other Side of Blackpool, and here's a snatch.
So are you struggling with the cost of living crisis? Are you feeling cold at home, struggling to fill your fridge, feed your family or stock your cupboards? This project can benefit you. This is not means tested, so you don't have to be in receipt of any type of benefits and you don't have to be renting. Cadent Foundation have donated around £55,000 to support Blackpool residents. This can be in the way of shopping vouchers, energy vouchers or items to help you keep warm at home for a lower cost than putting the central heating on, even if you have it. When it comes to shopping vouchers, there is a breakdown of how much you will be eligible for. So for two people in a household, you receive £50, three people, £70, and any more than four in the household, then you'll receive £100. You can spend these vouchers at Aldi, Iceland, Morrison's, Asda, Tesco, Farm Foods, and Sainsbury's, but you have to nominate a supermarket when filling in the form. You receive a text message and the vouchers come through that way, and then you just scan the barcode at the checkout. It's really that simple. No need to print anything out. If you need help towards your gas and electric, this is similar, but there are so many different energy suppliers that the funds are being distributed through your nearest post office. I didn't apply for this as part of the scheme, so can't comment personally on how easy it would be, but I've helped families through similar projects previously with gas and electric top-ups, and it was pretty straightforward. A code sent to their phone, then the post office would give them the money. Towards the end of the form, it asks if any items would help you at home, so you can apply for items such as duvets, oil-filled heaters, heated throw blankets with 9 settings on them, rechargeable hot water bottles, air fryers in large and small sizes, and slow cookers. Again, depending on the size of your family as to which size you apply for. I got one of the rechargeable hot water bottles. It's fantastic for heating up my little boy's cot before bedtime, meaning he's warm and cosy in his cot without us having to put the heating on and heat the whole house. The only thing the form asks you for is your name, date of birth and address, and the items will be delivered via DPD. At the time the project was announced, it was around 2 weeks to wait once the application had been received. The website you need to visit to complete your application is the BCH Warm Healthy Homes Winter Support Scheme. While we think that this is a great thing, they have had to pause it at the moment because of all the applications they've been receiving to get through the backlog. So keep refreshing the page and check to see if it's back up and running. But for now, this gets the resident stamp of approval.
All right, now in the breaking news part of the show today, we did want to tell everybody about how it's going on with Charlotte. And those of you who listen a lot will know that Charlotte is a mum whose son has had his special needs transport to school withdrawn at the beginning of September. And she has been walking quite a lot. She's walking one child to Park School, that's special needs child, and another one to the local school in Leighton. Charlotte, who's appealed against the decision and failed, really felt that she wanted to speak to other Blackpool mums and see whether they were having the same experience. So she put together a video, and here's a little bit of it.
Well, it's 9 o'clock and both my boys are finally at their schools. This is the daily routine that I make every day since my son's transport was withdrawn. Has this happened to you? Are you having to be in two places at once with a special needs child and another that goes through a mainstream school? I'm Charlotte and I'm just a mum. I'd love to find other mums in the same boat as myself. Please fill in the quick quiz attached. We can work together. I'd love to have a quick brew and together we can change things.
You can still get hold of that quiz, as Charlotte says, at bit.ly/CharlotteWalkToSchool, or you can find it on Aiming Higher Charity's Facebook page. Go there and tell us what it is like for you. It's amazing the amount of interest this post has had. So already more than 50 shares and more than 1,600 views. We know that there are mums out there who are struggling with this. Emma, you and I went along to the parent forum at Salvation Army just last week, yeah. And we were talking there to other mums.
Well, it didn't come as a surprise to them. I think most of them that we spoke to had challenges themselves when it comes to, you know, getting their child to school. And look at how many, we've got 11 new mums that we've met just from going to that breakfast group,
yeah,
that are going to help us and all work together, stand together.
That's great. We're going to have a morning coffee for all these mums. Some of them spoke to us about having to be in two or three places at once. Some of them said in the survey, which is being filled out now, that this sort of situation did cause them to keep their children away from school. And that's aside from all the other issues which are around. You know, maybe these mums want to go out to work. I mean, maybe they can't get to work on time because they're pushing three children to three different places in buggies. So there's all sorts of issues there. And we know that the mums want to work together to see what's possible in terms of a solution. We really should say that this is not just a Blackpool problem. It's a national problem. And on the Today programme, just recently, Councillor Martin Tett, who's a leader down in the south of one of the councils, but also chairman of the local government association, Police and Places Board, he was speaking about what it's like really for councils at the moment in terms of budgets and what they spend their money on.
It's really, really tough in local government at the moment. And we're seeing immense pressures in our children's services, particularly children's safeguarding, adult social care, looking after not just the elderly, but working age adults with special needs. Homeschool transport, particularly for children with special needs, is just going up and up and up every single year.
Young people today, by which I mean people aged 16 to 24, really struggle with their mental health, as it's known. You know, they struggle with anxiety, they struggle with depression. Very often they feel bullied and harassed by modern life, and, you know, who can blame them? Nearly a quarter describe their mental health as either bad or the worst it's ever been. And in this country this year so far, the term how to reduce stress is searched on Google once every 10 minutes. Now, Chrissy, who's part of our gang and helping out on the matter of bullying in school and children and social media, has been testing out some of these apps. What's rather handy, Chrissy, is that you've got five girls in your house and you've been able to put one app just about in the hands of each one and then find out what they think, and you've got marks out of 10. How did the girls take to being part of this experiment?
I think they're getting pretty used to it now because I'm always giving them experiments to do anyway. After prompt reminding, have you been on your app? Because you know what teenagers are like. So as soon as they like remembered to do the, they got on really, really well with them. Certain ones anyway.
Yes. And that's it, because you've put the report together and it looks very good. And, you know, I suppose we should start with the all out standout dud, really. So yeah. When we tested something called Worry Knots, yep. Which has a good name.
Yeah, basically it's like a new version of the worry dolls that you used to put under your pillow.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, I was really interested in this because I think learning mental health from an early age, this was set for primary age children, so where they could, you got four dolls and you could either write out or record your message to these worry dolls, but parents were able to then look to see if anything was worrying with these for the kids. And I really did like that idea, but you can't get it on Android, you can't get it on Apple app stores. We then took to search for this and we found it online, and it sent you to, they said, a send website. And you clicked on the Worry Knot, which was there, and it took you to a different website. But they said it, you could actually get this off an Amazon app store. Amazon have an app store now, didn't know that. Went to download it, and it wouldn't allow you because they said the app wasn't safe to use. So it actually barred you from downloading it, which was a bit of a worry for me.
Gosh, so it all looks a bit dodgy there. It didn't work for you at all. So that's a dud. We've decided that that's no good. Now, your other girls tried some different ones. Let's just see which ones were a hit. Destiny, who's 14 and who does struggle at school, doesn't she,
with
bullying and so on. And sometimes she's not able to go and she doesn't find it that easy to go to school.
No.
So she tested out Clear Fear.
Clear Fear, yeah.
And I think we've got a little voice note from
her. Yes, we do.
And here it is.
Clear Fear is a very good app to control your breathing in different situations. It has a section for situations that you struggle with, and you can press on them and it will help control your breathing in these situations so you're able to calm yourself down.
And what would you give it out of 10?
I'd give it a solid 8.5.
8.5?
Yeah, I think it's actually a good app. I used it in school the other day.
Would you continue using the app?
Yeah, I would.
The seal of approval there from 14-year-old Destiny for the Clear Fear app, which helps her to take time to remember to breathe. Mm-hmm. That is good advice, isn't it? The other thing that's good about this is the price.
Yes, completely free. There is no in-app subscription charge or anything like that. Completely 100% free.
Okay, so that's got the seal of approval from a real teenager. Right, moving on to Kana, one of your other daughters. She tried out Dreamy Kid, and she was quite willing to like this one, wasn't she?
She was. It starts from all ages. There's not a specific age that you need to use this one, and it had different meditation videos. The only thing that put her off was the cost.
Yeah, and here is Kana with her story.
Okay, so the first app I did was Dreamy Kids, and to be fair, I thought that was quite a good app because it gave you lots of different selection like of meditations, and there was like hundreds of them. So I think that was a pretty good app, especially for young children and stuff. It gave you like a meditation, and it gave you like an age rating on that meditation. They're all different themes as well, so I'd give that app about like a 10 because I think it's pretty good. The only like misstep is that you have to pay for a subscription, and I don't know how much. I think that subscription's like $5.99 or something, which isn't too bad, but I think people prefer apps that they can just move on with and don't have to pay.
It's true. It costs £63 a year for this app. So in a cost of living crisis, it's unlikely to be a great hit, even if it is really good. And I suppose that's worth saying. Now then, we didn't just stick with the teenagers. We did try out an app on 5-year-old Elsie.
Yeah. Elsie has, we're waiting for her to be tested with autism. She has speech delay. So her trying to express how she's feeling can be difficult for her because not quite knowing her own feelings. She's 5. So we found this app. Yes, this app does cost, but it's a whole 99p to own the app. So it's no subscription. It's a one-off price, which you can't. It's 99p. You pay more for a chocolate bar. This is to do with positive penguins. So these positive penguins teach you about your feelings. So you can dress these penguins up, whether you're feeling sad, happy, mad. And Elsie actually gave us a review for this app.
What did you like about the app?
Because you can get up and that all happy.
You can dress up the penguins.
And pick whether you're sad or happy.
Or mad.
It helps you decide how you're feeling.
Yeah.
Do you really like the app?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you going to still use it?
Yeah.
So that was darling little Elsie, your five-year-old granddaughter, doing her first podcast review. Long may it continue, and I hope she finds it helpful. Only 99p for positive penguins, if anyone out there has a granddaughter or wants to try it out. Now, we did have an outstanding winner, didn't we? And that came from Harry, 17-year-old Harry, who's been on the podcast before. Which one did he try out, Chrissy?
He tried, if I remember rightly, Smiling Minds. This is a fantastic app. This is Australia's leading number one app. It is done by psychologists and educators. So it's to deal mainly with meditation. But everything is completely... They made sure it was going to be completely free. There's no charge, no nothing. He raved about this app and he sent me an email. Right, he said, Smiling Art Minds is an app personalised for users. Ranges from 0+. It is mainly meditations, which work to calm the mind so you can take the information with you, no distractions. It asks you to enter a few details so it can get a feel of which meditation works for you. And if they have one for you, it has helped me massively. It has helped me to calm my mind and comprehend situations differently. I now have an open mind and can understand other points of views easily. I would recommend it to people who need to calm their mind before and after stressful situations.
Oh, that is great. So that's Harry saying that Smiling Minds from Australia, which is a free app, has really worked for him, and he gives it full marks. Well, this piece of work, Chrissy, has been really helpful to us, and I think it's so timely because the government is about to investigate these apps, partly because some of them are so expensive.
Yes.
And partly because some of them give questionable advice. And so hopefully we can send what we found out from Blackpool on to the powers that be so that they know what we think about these apps. And we've tested them on real residents of Blackpool and the young ones as well.
Which is important.
So that was an excellent piece of work. Thank you, Chrissy.
Not a problem.
Thank you. All right, so you'll be wondering where we are next time. And next time, March the 20th is our next meeting, and we are going to be down at the Grand Hotel in Blackpool. Why is that, Emma? Could you give us an update?
So, well, we went to the parent forum, like we said, at the Salvation Army, and this is one of the events that they are hosting down at the Grand. So it's going to be a case of different services and agencies in Blackpool all sharing their information. And basically, we just put it to the room to vote, and that's where we're off to.
Right, so it's the Grand Hotel, 10 till 3 on Wednesday, March the 20th. Can anyone go?
Well, I'm going to ring them and find out this afternoon because I think the invitation was given to the 3 of us, not the 30 of us. But we'll see. They're going to need a lot of more sandwiches.
All right, then. Well, that's where we'll be next week. So we won't be down at Holy Trinity. We just need to give a big shout out to our special guest this week, who was Chantelle Bennett, who came along from the NHS, from the Integrated Care Board of Lancashire and South Cumbria. So she was here with her kind of regional health, National Health Service badge on, but she lives in Blackpool and she's really interested in stories from Blackpool, and she's coming back again, which really narrows the gap between us ordinary residents and the people that run the NHS. Such an important person really for us to meet. So thanks, Chantelle, for coming along to our group. And we will all be back together again next time. And so all it remains me to say is thank you, Emma.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chrissy.
Thank you.
I've been Gillian Oliver, and thank you for listening. You've been listening to the Other Side of Blackpool podcast for people who live here all year round. We're a dream of the Poverty Truth Network in Blackpool and the Fylde Coast. Find out more at povertytruthnetwork.org. If you like us, follow us and leave us a review.